Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. My name is Christopher and I'm your host. So, welcome to episode 7. That's right, in the past week we have done 4 episodes on a range of different things just to give you some extra information. So before we get started with this episode, make sure to grab yourself a glass of water or low calorie drink so that you can enjoy this podcast episode while still assisting your weight loss journey. So let's quickly recap. In the past week, we talked about macro and micronutrients, and we did several deep dives on the 3 types of macronutrients, which means another deep dive on micronutrients and their deficiencies will be coming up somewhere in the coming period of time. But let's be completely honest. I have given you guys a ton of information, right? I spent a bunch of time researching a whole lot of things, right? And putting it together into a format that is easy to digest for all of you, right? But the thing is, now we need to take that information and we need to get started, right? And I know that that might sound scary, but don't worry. In the past 3 weeks, we discussed kind of what the best diet is, in my opinion, right? And I wouldn't even call it a diet, more so a lifestyle. But then additionally, based on that comment, we discussed what that really means as a lifestyle and how you can make that not as scary as it sounds, right? That was episode number 2. Then after that, we kind of discussed, okay, what is SECO? How does it work? And how can it help me lose weight? We discussed, you know, what is this macro balance, right? How do we balance our macronutrients and our micronutrients? And more importantly, that we now know that 1 gram of fat is 9 calories, 1 gram of carbs is 4 calories, and 1 gram of protein is also 4 calories, right? So that's something very important that we now know. Additionally, due to the deep dives that we've done, we know that we need to put a focus on limiting the saturated fats we take in, and putting an extra focus on consuming unsaturated fats, still in a limited fashion, because it's still 9 calories per gram of fat, but unsaturated fats because they are much healthier for us. We know that we should not cut out our carbs because it's a way for you to miss out on a ton of nutrients, right? Especially when you look at the fibers you'll miss out on and the starchy carbs you'll miss out on. Instead, we need to look at reducing our added sugar intake. And then lastly, we need to focus on reducing our red meat intake, right? Our processed red meat or just normal red meat intake. And instead, we should get our protein from poultry, fish, and plant-based sources to make sure we still get all the essential amino acids whilst reducing our chances of heart disease, certain types of cancer, and diabetes type 2, right? So I want this episode to fully focus on what do we do right now? How do we get started, right? Because I can keep giving you guys information, but there needs to be a moment where we take the information we have and where we get started, okay? So the things that you should do right now in order to start your journey, in order to start losing weight in the most comfortable way possible, right? In a way where you won't have to cut out the things you love, where you won't have to do insane exercise plans 6 days a week, right? None of that is necessary. If you just take the information from the previous few episodes and do the following things. 1, download yourself a food tracking app. Right? My personal favorite is the Lose It Calorie Counter app, right? It's available on both the App Store and the Google Play Store. But I know a very popular second choice for people is MyFitnessPal, also available on both Android and iOS, right? The App Store and the Google Play Store. So that's the first step. Make sure to do that because that will allow you to track the calories you're taking in. Okay? Additionally, if you don't have these 2 things, so this is step 2 and 3, but if you don't have these 2 things, you need to do these things. Both order a food scale, right? So that you can weigh the portions you are consuming, and order yourself a body scale so you can weigh yourself. Trust me, these can be super, super basic and super, super cheap because you definitely do not need all the bells and whistles. As long as it can measure your weight for the body scale, that's fine, that's enough. And as long as you can measure your food on the food scale, either in grams or in milliliters or the equivalent in imperial units, then that's fine. That's all it needs to do. It really doesn't need to do a sing and dance every time you step on the scale, okay? We can save that for later. Okay. And then the last thing you need to do is calculate your own TDEE, right? So go to www.tdeecalculator.net, right? Not .com, .net, okay? Based on the information you'll fill in there, you will get your own maintenance calorie budget, which you can then decrease by 500 calories per day to get your daily deficit calorie budget, right? Again, big note, make sure that if you're female, don't go below 1200 calories. If you're a male, don't go below 1500 calories, okay? Then if you do all of those things, then today is the day where you can start, okay? Based on that, here's a little bit of motivation, because I know it's not easy, right? I've been there, right? I've been there 6 or 7 times so far, right? But the last time I was there, I decided to do it. And I did it, and I did it through this way, right? I did it in the exact same way that I'm telling you right now. And I've succeeded. Because I've lost 27 pounds now. I've lost 12.4 kilos, I believe that equates to, okay? So trust me, this works, okay? But I know it's not easy. The thing that I know is probably going through your head right now is that you like to lose the pounds before Christmas, or in America before Thanksgiving, or you know, something, some kind of holiday, right? Maybe before the PS5 comes out, because I am also looking forward to that. But that's not your goal. Your goal is to start today, okay? Your goal is to start today so that you can give yourself a fighting chance to weigh less or to be more defined by the time that holiday hits, or by the time that special day hits, okay? You need to forget about the opinion of other people. People are going to be jealous because you are doing something. You are taking control of your life and you are changing, right? You are improving yourself. You are doing something that most people are too scared to do. And so people will turn that jealousy of you, right? Because you're doing something, and they'll try to break you down because, you know, let's be real, not everyone's a great person. That's just the truth, okay? So if you know that, and if you realize that, we can start forgetting about their opinion, because their opinion doesn't matter. If they want to stay fat for the rest of their life, that's their problem, okay? But you are the only person that is in control of your weight, okay? No one else can do anything about that. Not your job, not your school, not your family, no one, okay? Only you can. Then additionally, I want you to start forgetting about that degrading little voice in your head, okay? Because I've been there, and I know that some people have this as well, where there's this voice in their head kind of going like, oh, you're always going to be fat, or, you know, this is going to be another one of those times where you just can't lose it, okay? But I need you to stop thinking about that. Because all that it is trying to do, right, all that little voice is trying to do is to stop you from putting in the effort, okay? But you are worth more than that. You are capable of doing more than that, okay? You are stronger than your own mind. That's the simple truth. Or you can be, right? But the thing is, right, and this is the honest truth, right, and I'm sharing that with you because you deserve that. You deserve to not be lied to. The truth is, if you don't start today, your fat will still be there tomorrow. It'll still be there next week, next month, next year. In 5 years from now, it'll still be there. But if you do start today, you've already won because you are doing something. You are giving yourself a fighting chance that your fat will start to reduce over the next week, month, year, 5 years, for all I care. Because it doesn't matter how quickly you do it. What matters is that you do it and that you feel happier because of it. You got this, okay? And for those of you that need more convincing, because I am here for the entire ride, okay? For those of you that need more convincing, for the next 12 weeks, I will upload a podcast episode every Monday and every Wednesday. On Mondays, I'll share more information, you know, some tip that will help you lose weight. On Wednesdays, I will be your personal trainer. I will go through the questions that have been sent to christopher@theweightmates.com. Okay, just email me anytime, any day. I will go through those questions on those Wednesdays, starting upcoming Wednesday, and I will give you the help you need, okay? Because that's what you guys deserve. I will be your personal trainer for the next 12 weeks, and together we can do it, because I've done it for other people. Collectively, the people I've helped so far have lost a collective 101.8 pounds. That is incredible, but I'm looking to increase that number to 500 pounds collectively lost by the end of this year. And you can be a part of that, okay? So, if you are looking for a reason, for an excuse to get started, let this be it, okay? Let's stop being unhappy because we constantly get lied to. And let's instead start losing weight in a comfortable and sustainable way so that you can finally be happy again someday. Thank you very much for listening.